Minnesota Driver's Manual, written by Minnesota Department of Driver and Vehicle Services, published by Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Copyright 2024. Copyright owner, Minnesota Department of Public Safety. This is a recording by Minnesota State Services for the Blind. Any further reproduction or distribution in a format other than an accessible format is an infringement of the copyright. This book has one dizzy navigation level. Level 1 contains introduction chapters. Introduction, new laws and information. Driver's license and identification card fee increases. As of July 1, 2023, all credential fees, including driver's licenses, identification cards, commercial learner's permits, and duplicates, increased by $6. A 75-cent surcharge, previously known as the Real ID surcharge, was added to all driver's license fees for a total increase of $6.75 for driver's license fees. As of October 1, 2023, filing fees for new credential applications increased to $16, and filing fees for renewal applications increased to $11. Please visit our website to view current fees. Driver's License for All. Beginning October 1, 2023, DVS will implement Driver's License for All. This new law allows all Minnesotans to obtain a standard Minnesota identification card, permit, or license, regardless of their immigration status. The law eliminates the need to show proof of legal presence in the United States and updates the documents an individual will provide to obtain a card. Real ID proof of residency changes. The documents that an applicant can provide to prove their residence for Real ID have been updated as of October 1, 2023. The new proof documents include internet bills and cable bills to be used as utility bills, as well as allowing assisted living or nursing home statements. The address on the proof of residency document must match the address on the application. Please visit our website for the updated list of proof documents. Caretaker information included on driver's license or identification card record. Minnesotans can now add information to their DVS record that will notify law enforcement that they are a caretaker for someone else. In the event of a crash, law enforcement officers will know that there is someone at home who is dependent on the caretaker. This means that authorities can quickly respond to ensure the dependent individual is not left unattended. Not only does it offer reassurance that loved ones will be taken care of if the worst happens, but it also relieves anxiety and stress at the thought of leaving loved ones alone. Fee and tax exemptions for veterans with total service-connected disability. This new law exempts veterans with a 100% total service-connected disability from registration and wheelage taxes for up to two vehicles, title fees and fees associated with driver's license and identification cards, including filing fees. Expansion of eligibility for veteran designation on credential. This new law expands the types of veterans able to get the veteran indicator, as well as the proof documents permitted. The law allows a greater number of Minnesota veterans to have the veteran indicator displayed on their driver's license or identification card. Qualified applicants now include retired members of the National Guard or a reserve component of the U.S. Armed Forces. Proof documents include military retiree ID cards, veteran ID cards, and veteran health ID cards, in addition to the DD-214 showing honorable or honorable conditions with 181 days of consecutive service. Elimination of written test requirement for new Minnesota residents. Applicants for a Minnesota driver's license who are 21 and older and hold a valid, unexpired license from another state will no longer be required to take the written test. This new law also waives the written test requirement if the applicant holds a valid two-wheeled motorcycle endorsement from another state. Option to provide race and ethnicity data with applications. Beginning January 1, 2024, Applications for new and renewed driver's licenses and identification cards will ask applicants to provide race and ethnicity data. Providing this data is voluntary and classified as private. Data will be shared with the Department of Public Safety Office of Traffic Safety, OTS, for purposes of studying traffic citations, driver's education, and more. Expansion of driver's license for medical reason. Creates the option for a 15-year-old to obtain a driver's license related to their own medical needs, the medical needs of a relative, or for a disabled relative with difficulty driving. Applicant must meet requirements and provide required documentation. More information regarding exemptions to the minimum age requirement are found in Chapter 1. Expansion of restricted license for farm work. Expands eligibility for the restricted farm license, underage drivers, to include applicants who are employed on a farm, regardless of whether their parent or guardian owns the farm. Other restrictions for the farm license remain the same. More information regarding exemptions to the minimum age requirements are found in Chapter 1. Remote application option for incarcerated individuals. Authorizes remote renewal of driver's licenses and identification cards for applicants who are serving a sentence of longer than 6 months in a jail or correctional facility that does not have an existing agreement with DVS to provide this service. Reintegration license. This new law creates the opportunity for qualified applicants released from prison to obtain a valid driver's license without payment of outstanding fees or reinstatement fees. Applicants must meet eligibility requirements. The card expires 15 months after issuance and is canceled if the applicant commits any violation that would result in a withdrawal of driving privileges. Driver's manual and study materials. This new law instructed DVS to create study materials for the written and road tests to assist individuals in preparing to take the required driving tests. Materials are available on the DVS website. Changes to voter registration for driver's license and identification card applications. Rather than opting in to register to vote when applying for or renewing a driver's license or identification card, data on applicants who provide documentation of citizenship, U.S. passport, U.S. birth certificate, certificate of citizenship, etc., will be automatically transmitted to the Office of Secretary of State to register the individual to vote. If an individual has previously applied for a driver's license or identification card in Minnesota, DVS may no longer have a record of the documents they used to prove identity. The person may provide documentation demonstrating citizenship to begin the voter registration process under the new system. DVS will not send data to the Office of Secretary of State if the applicant provided these documents prior to October 1, 2023. If an individual does not wish to be registered to vote after providing DVS with citizenship documents, they must opt out with the Office of Secretary of State. More information about voting can be found at www.sos.mn.gov/elections-voting/register-to-vote. The Department of Public Safety Driver and Vehicle Services, DVS, division is committed to creating a safe environment for our customers and staff. It is a crime to interfere with the work of a DVS employee, MnStat 609.50 Subdivision 5. The following behaviors will not be tolerated. 1. Unruly or disruptive behavior, including verbal harassment of staff or customers. 2. Obscene or abusive language, gestures, or actions. 3. Interfering with services being delivered. 4. Failure to follow instructions of the staff. 5. Violent behavior, including conduct that endangers employees or customers or damages state property. Crime to obstruct the work of a DVS employee. It is a crime to obstruct the work of a DVS employee, MnStat 609.50 Subdivision 5. Completing the pre-application makes office visits quicker. The pre-application in DVS Online Services will allow you to enter a significant portion of your application online and reduce the time spent at the counter when completing the transaction. DVS Online Services, also available on mobile devices, includes the list of required documents for each license type so you can have all the necessary documents ready when you visit a driver's license office. Please be sure to bring your confirmation page and the documents listed on the confirmation letter. Start your application online using the pre-application feature no more than 30 days before visiting the driver's license office to eliminate the need to complete a paper application. A message from the Commissioner of Public Safety. Dear fellow Minnesotan, whether you're an experienced driver who has been behind the wheel for decades or a teenager just getting to know the rules of the road for the first time, the Minnesota Department of Public Safety Driver and Vehicle Services, DVS, is committed to ensuring that everyone with a driver's license knows the laws and practices that lead to safe driving. There are more than 4.5 million licensed drivers in Minnesota, and that number will only grow as we implement the driver's license for all passed by the Minnesota legislature. Our goal is for all of those drivers, as well as the pedestrians and cyclists they share the road with, to navigate our state's roads safely and get home to their loved ones. This manual lays out how we can all do our part to achieve that goal, as well as the process for becoming a licensed driver in Minnesota. DVS has taken great strides to make sure our vitally important services are accessible to Minnesotans of all backgrounds. Visit drive.mn.gov to access our multilingual virtual assistant in English, Spanish, Somali, and Hmong, and to set up your MyDVS account to track your license and registration information online. Remember that driving is a privilege that comes with a responsibility to the others on the road. Please buckle up, obey the speed laws, and never drive under the influence of alcohol. Respect for traffic laws and respect for other drivers is what keeps us all safe on the road. Sincerely, Bob Jacobson, Commissioner of Public Safety. Table of Contents. Written and Road Test Checklists. Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2. Chapter 1, Your License to Drive, 11. Chapter 2, Your Vehicle, 28. Chapter 3, Traffic Laws and Vehicle Operation, 33. Chapter 4, Sharing the Road, 51. Chapter 5, Signs, Signals, and Pavement Markings, 67. Chapter 6, Driving Conditions, 85. Chapter 7, Your Driving Privileges, 103. Chapter 8, Impaired Driving, 107. Chapter 9, Information Directory and Index, 114. About this manual. This manual concerns Minnesota laws and requirements. For complete standards, consult Minnesota state statutes and rules. This document is not a proper legal authority to cite in court. State of Minnesota Department of Public Safety, this Minnesota Driver's Manual is printed by permission of the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. This information can be made available in alternative formats to individuals with disabilities. For assistance, call 651-297-3298 or TTY 651-282-6555. Roundabout road illustrations provided by Local Road Research Board, form number 30000-33, paren 11/2021, close parens. Written Test Checklist. Do you have all the information you need for your written test? Here is a checklist to help you prepare for your visit. Checkbox, I have made a Class D written test appointment. Checkbox, I have completed the online pre-application at drive.mn.gov no more than 30 days before my appointment. Checkbox, I have the required identification. See pages 4 through 6. Checkbox, I know my Social Security number, SSN, if I am eligible for an SSN. checkbox, I have money with me to pay the appropriate fees. If under 18 years of age, checkbox, I am at least 15 years old. Checkbox, I have my certificate of enrollment, blue card, providing that I completed classroom instruction and am signed up for behind-the-wheel instruction, or I have my certificate of enrollment, pink card, proving that I am enrolled in a concurrent driver education course and have completed the first 15 classroom hours of the curriculum. Checkbox, if completed, I have the supplemental parental curriculum completion certificate. Checkbox, my parent, court-appointed guardian, county-appointed foster parent, or the director of the transitional living program I am residing in will sign and approve my application. If the application will be signed by a person other than my parent, I have the appropriate documentation. Road test checklist. Do you have all the information you need for your road test? Here is a checklist to help you prepare for your visit. Checkbox, I have made a road test appointment. Checkbox, I have completed the online pre-application at drive.mn.gov no more than 30 days before my appointment. Checkbox, I have my valid instruction permit to give to the examiner. Checkbox, I will provide a vehicle that is in safe working condition in which to take the test. Doors must open from the inside and outside. Seat belts must work properly. Headlights, taillights, brake lights, and turn signals must be in working order. Vehicle registration, license plates, and stickers must be current or the vehicle must display a 21-day permit. Checkbox. I have current proof of insurance for the vehicle I will use for the test. Acceptable proof of insurance includes original insurance card issued by company, policy declaration page, e-insurance printed from insurance company website or presented on an electronic device. Checkbox, I have money with me to pay the appropriate fees. If under 18 years of age, checkbox, I am at least 16 years old. Checkbox, I have my certificate of course completion, white card, proving that I have completed driver education. Checkbox, I have held an instruction permit for the last 6 months without a conviction for a moving violation or an alcohol or controlled substance violation. Checkbox, if all or part of my 6 months of driving experience was in a state other than Minnesota, I have a certified driving record from that state to verify that I qualify for the provisional license. Checkbox, I have my supervised driving log completed and signed by a parent or guardian. Checkbox, if completed, I have the supplemental parental curriculum completion certificate. Checkbox, my parent, court-appointed guardian, county-appointed foster parent, or the director of the transitional living program I am residing in will sign and approve my application. If the application will be signed by a person other than my parent, I have the appropriate documentation. If 18 years of age, checkbox, I have had my instruction permit for at least 6 months. If 19 years of age or older, checkbox, I have had my instruction permit for at least 3 months.